Good morning. Welcome to News18.com's Daybreak, and here's a roundup of all the news that you cannot afford to miss. Asma Jahangir, Pakistan's renowned human rights lawyer, social activist, and an outspoken critic of the country's powerful military establishment, passed away due to cardiac arrest. A Russian passenger plane carrying 71 people crashed outside Moscow after taking off from the capital's Domodedovo airport, killing everyone on board. 5 soldiers and a civilian had been killed in the terror strike at a family headquarters of Army's Sunjawan camp in Jammu, and the death toll is expected to climb further as the forces comb through the residential buildings after the encounter. The victims wanted to forgive and move on, but the scars of the Muzaffarnagar riots were still afresh. It was the third panchayat in Barabasti on February 4, 2018, where they made serious headway. At the Mahapanchayat, Sohanveer, Jat from Kakra, took on the stage and asked all Jats to chant Allahu Akbar. He then turned to Muslims and asked them to chant Har Har Mahadev. Read the story by Uday Singh Rana, only on News18.com. Actor Kamal Hassan, who has been often been questioned about a possible political alliance with superstar Rajnikant, recently questioned whether Rajnikant's colour was saffron or not. Prime Minister Narendra Modi cautioned against the misuse of cyberspace to ensure they do not become a source of radicalisation, asserting that technology should be harnessed as a tool for development, not destruction. Rahul Gandhi said while the Congress's Siddaramaiah government had a scam-free rule, the BJP had broken world records in this graft in Karnataka. Well, India is likely to raise with the Trump administration the use of US-made anti-tank guided missiles ATGMs by Pakistani army to target Indian troops along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir, Defence Ministry sources indicated exclusively to CNN News 18. India's financial capital, Mumbai, with a total wealth of US$950 billion, have been named among the top 15 wealthiest cities globally, while the New York topped the list. Italy, Argentina, Sweden, Indonesia will vote and choose their representative to Meghalaya Legislative Assembly this February 27. Well, if you wonder how these countries have voting rights in this hill state in India's northeast, you are in for a surprise. These are the names of voters in Meghalaya. A group of engineering and management graduates held a protest against unemployment in Madhya Pradesh by polishing shoes. In posters put out by Congress leader from Allahabad, Renuka Chaudhary has been depicted as Draupadi, while Prime Minister Modi, BJP Chief Amit Shah and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju have been portrayed as Kauravas for mocking her laughter. Kerala has topped the health index prepared by Niti Aayog. The report also states that Uttar Pradesh has fared the worst between the years 2014-15 and 2015-16, while Jharkhand has made some substantial progress in improving its healthcare. PepsiCo chairman and CEO Indira Nooyi has been appointed to the ICC board as the organization's first independent female director. Time for some opinion. The budget session in Parliament had many firsts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi faced persistent and determined heckling on the floor of the House for the first time. The opposition, which had held its fire to survive fight another day, came out all guns blazing. And perhaps NDA allies, who have been binding their time, reminded the BJP that it was time they heard and counted. New alliances, breakups on horizon as parties warm up for the Lok Sabha elections in 2019. Sometime in July last year, social media circles in Bengaluru was full of heated debates and discussions on imposition of Hindi by the centre. D.P. Satish writes why political parties must mind the language during the battle for Karnataka in his exclusive piece for CNN News 18. That's all for today's News18.com's Daybreak. Do join us tomorrow for News18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.